Janesville schools face a projected deficit of more than $11 million for the next two school years. Some board members hope teachers would reopen their contract and contribute toward their pensions to help close that gap. But Janesville Education Association President Dave Parr says teachers feel the sacrifice should be shared.
It seemed that the only priority of the school board seemed to be asking concessions from the teachers rather than looking at this as a community problem.
Because the board hasn't used its full taxing authority in the past, it could now raise property taxes by nearly 7.5%. School Board President Bill Soderman says that's something the community can't afford.
Janesville has been a town that's been hurt by the economy with GM closing, and many of our citizens who have lost jobs, who have taken pay cuts, who have lost their benefits, who are facing foreclosure, to them raising taxes is not an attractive option.
Teachers Union President Parr acknowledges that the decision was tough, since some teachers may end up losing their jobs next year. Kristen Durris, Wisconsin Public Radio.